So this week, in terms of football managers, it's been largely about the England job, and it looks as though Big Sam, all roads lead to him for it. Let's find out, though, what Jack from thesackrace.com makes of everything. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Hi, Andy.
So, Sam Allardyce seems to be the man. From the point of view of the sack race, how are you looking at this, and how are you then thinking, well, what about Sunderland and what next for them?
Yeah, so 3 weeks after Roy Hodgson resigned, there's been a number of managers linked with the post, but in the last, I'd say, about week, it's all been about Sam Allardyce. Of course, Steve Bruce briefly came in the frame, but we're hoping for an announcement yesterday. But I think a few sort of niggly compensation package, finer details of that, has delayed it until today. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be announced today.
What about Sunderland then? I saw you guys, you actually ran a poll on Twitter, which was who do you fancy Sunderland fans as the boss? David Moyes, Frank de Boer, Ryan Giggs, Roberto Martinez. I'm not a Sunderland fan, but I still had a cheeky vote. I actually went Roberto Martinez. I thought he'd do a very good job for them, but I suppose when you're a team who've been in danger of relegation for a while, Roberto Martinez's style may work, may not, where David Moyes, you feel, is a bit more of a safe bet, and he was the one that the fans voted for. About 300 voted in your poll yesterday.
Yeah, Martinez, well, what happened with Sunderland last year is you looked at their defence, absolutely shocking. The Big Sam came in and just, they were solid, weren't they, after that? But with Martinez, you saw how many goals Everton leaked in last season, so I don't know if he'd be the right. He plays some great football, of course, but I don't think it's the right football for Sunderland. But yeah, the poll, I think David Moyes got just under 50% of the vote, and it looks like he's going to be announced as the new Sunderland manager when Sam Allardyce is confirmed as the England manager. And I think it's a good fit. I mean, Sunderland are desperate for some consistency in the dugout. I think they've had sort of five odd managers in the last few years. Excuse me, but David Moyes, obviously that's, well, was part and parcel of his game at Everton, who was sort of a similar club, and he got them to so many top eight finishes, even a top four finish, and that's what Sunderland are after. I mean, they've been in the Premier League for 9 seasons, and only once have they finished in the top 10, and the majority of those seasons they've been battling out at the bottom. So I think if he can come in, I mean, it's a quick turnaround, which is great for them. The last thing you want is to look for a manager like a few weeks before the end of the start of the season. But I think losing Big Sam is, they can't really blame him for taking the England job, but it's a big disappointment. But I think David Moyes is a great replacement for him.
Just to look away from that one, Jack, to the Championship. And yesterday, something which appeared on the Wolves website, I mean, it had been rumoured about a takeover for a while. And then on the website, quotes from the new those in charge. Delighted to become owners of such a famous and historic club. So Wolves now under new ownership. It's a conglomerate from China, I think, the Fosun Group. In terms of Kenny Jackett there, I mean, Kenny Jackett, hugely respected manager. I think most fans of football teams in England would say, well, if Kenny Jackett wants to come and manage my team next time there's an opportunity, we'd be more than happy. It looks, at least from like the early kind of odds perspective, as though he won't be at Wolves for too much longer.
I mean, yeah, there's sort of two ways of looking at this one. Firstly, in terms of finance, they've got the money now to really challenge and build a team that can push for promotion back up to the Premier League. I think the chairman of the new company is, I think he's worth like four billion or something, and he's like the 17th richest man in China. So on the money front, that's great for Wolves. But then on the other hand, I mean, Kenny Jackett is one of football's nice guys, isn't he? And I mean, it just spells really bad news for him. I think from what I've heard is basically going. But the strange one is they were linked with Julian Lopetegui. But of course, he's just got the Spain job, which is quite a contrast. So I'm not sure who they'd replace Jackett with. I haven't heard anything at the moment. But yeah, he looks to be going. And it could be today, could be over the weekend. Not sure at the moment.
Yeah, Lopetegui going in as the Spain boss. It seemed a bit odd in a way that a guy who had been linked with Wolves then becomes the manager of Spain following Vicente Del Bosque. What about Lopetegui? What do we need to know? I mean, I know on the sackrace.com you've done an article with some ideas of who he is and where he's been.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a surprise to hear him linked with Wolves. He was last managing Porto, and he'd previously managed the Spain under 21-2019 teams. So he knows all the Spanish players extremely well, the setup extremely well. So I think for Spain, that's a great fit. I think he can carry on the work that Vicente Del Bosque has built there. That would have been a massive appointment for Wolves. But he's gone to Spain now, so that one's extinguished.
Not the only Euro 2016 nation looking for a new boss, of course, and one of those being Belgium. And Jack, we've got an idea of who, well, it's rumours-wise, who could be the next one in charge.
Yeah, so all the focus has been on England and Spain, but of course Belgium looking for a new manager as well after Mark Wilmot's left. And at the moment it's a familiar name in Louis van Gaal, who tops the betting at 2-1. You'd think if he does return to the managerial arena, it would be on an international level. He's had some great success, obviously, with Holland. And now he's the favourite for that job, so it'll be interesting to see where that one goes.